There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf at Adam. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Win Some, Lose Some is presented by BetRivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com.
Were you a winner last night?
Wow, winning.
Or was it a rough one?
Well, they can't all be winners, can they?
Loser! You're a loser!
Molly Howard recaps the night in sports betting in Win Some, Lose Some.
It is time for Win Some, Lose Some. And boy, Sean King, did you win some last night? Because right here in the show, 24 hours ago, kind of workshopped this, the Home Run Derby. And you had Dan the Man Miller, one of our producers here, run down to the window here at Circa. Because you said, I like the lefty from D.C., who's not going to be in D.C. very long, by the way. Juan Soto, plus 550 to get it done.
It's actually plus 705. I got it at.
You got a better number.
Yeah. And I was telling somebody on Twitter who told me thank you.
Yes.
Because I hit the ticket. But I think they only ended up getting like plus 450 or plus 500. I forget exactly. But I was like, you have to shop around.
Yeah.
You know, that's why it's important to like have all the apps so you have multiple options, you know, because that matters over the course of like an extended period. Like getting plus 705 as opposed to plus 500, you know, that's a big difference.
No question about it. And you and I were talking before the show, and we were tweeting back and forth with our producer, Dustin, throughout the night too. Like, boy, it just opened up for Soto, right? When you saw the first round and he gets by Ramirez in the second round, all of a sudden Albert Pujols beats Schwarbs, and you're like, so now it's going to be Soto against Pujols, old man Albert, which we talked about in the show. He didn't have the stamina to get this thing done. I don't think he wanted to go out there for a second round.
And another thing that's great is in-game wagering.
Oh, yeah.
So I knew I had the pre-flop ticket on Soto, but then Julio Rodriguez did what he did in the first round, and once Pete Alonso won, who was back-to-back defending home run derby champs, when they first posted the odds, Julio was plus 110 underdog. Pete Alonso was minus 125. So my investment in Soto, I bet it on Julio. So that way I would be free rolling because I figured Soto would be Pujols if they got to the final.
No question.
And it came through. When I bet it, it was plus 110 Julio. When Pete and Julio finally like engaged, it was minus 115.
Pete was doing what some might say extra, getting ready for that.
He was real extra. He was doing
meditating.
A lot. He was doing squats and, I mean.
Yeah, man. He's into it.
Antisocial.
You don't like that? Yeah, he's off by himself.
It is what it is. Like, whatever you got to do to get ready, I mean, you got to do to get ready. But, I mean,
Some people thought he was taking it a little bit too seriously.
The camera might need to follow him when doing a regular game. Is that like his regular routine, or was this like playing for the cameras? Like, that's the part I couldn't decide.
Right.
Because you
is
know,
this
like,
a show?
The one thing about baseball is, like, they keep it, like, the cameras focused on what's happening on the field. Like, you don't ever really see the dugout unless it's a ball hitting the dugout or something. So, like, from now on when I watch the Mets game,
yeah,
I
see,
am focused
Pete in, right, I'm
on
Pete.
Is Pete Alonso in the dugout, or is he, like, somewhere doing squats?
You know what's going to happen if he has a bad second half. People are going to say, dude, start meditating. Like, you took the home run derby so seriously. Now do it for your team.
And he might have been the only serious one in the whole stadium.
Felt like it.
Everybody else was having fun.
Juan Soto over Julio. If you had that ticket, boy, did you win some. 18-1.
Nice little hit.
And Soto, look, it was a good final, but you and I, again, we were texting back, but it kind of felt like once he got the extra minute, you knew he was home free.
Well, here's what I got to figure out, and I don't know how to handicap this moving forward. Who has the best pitcher for the home run derby?
My goodness.
The pitchers matter.
They really do.
They really did.
Because some of these guys were – Mejia for –
He was all over the place. A Soto would have hit probably 20 more. But it actually worked out because I think Soto had more stamina, energy, strength when it got to the finals. But, like, Mejia was trying to, like – it was almost like he was point shaving. Because every ball he threw on the inside of the plate, Soto hit out the park.
I think they
and
need
he
to
kept throwing the ball to the outside. I couldn't understand it.
I think Mejia, they need to sign him because he had movement. So he's better than half the Nats rotation
Facts.
Right now. Soto, and we said this yesterday on the show, people, it pays to watch Follow the Money, that we backed Soto in both categories.
We did.
And they both hit.
Yeah.
The longest home run, +350. Bombed it out there, 42. Look, and this was from last year, too. He had the longest one last year. And I was on that one last year. The guy just, he's still young. He's still going to get that one Herculean swing. Plus, you know the rules. So he knows he's got to hit 2/440 to get the extra time. One just happened to go 482.
And you know what's amazing? You know how you set a goal and then you achieve it? And this is why I backed him going into this. His goal, in my opinion, was to showcase why he's worth more than $440 million. And as high profile of a potential trade piece he was going into the home run derby.
Whoa.
I mean, I can't imagine the offers that are being sent to the Nationals now.
We're going to get into that later on the show because now Juan doesn't understand why he's on the trade block. Really? You don't understand why you're on the trade block? How do you not understand?
Huh?
You said, I don't want to be the highest paid player in the history of the game. So what are the Nats left to do? Do they have another recourse? And if you were watching the broadcast last night, I know you were, it sounds like he gone.
Huh?
The Nats are like, 2 weeks, baby. Put in your punch the clock.
I'm a Rays fan. It hurts so bad. And we're never involved in these kind of things.
Oh, small market. Soto, if you had the over 33.5 home runs, ding, 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 he hit 53. I guess he got there.
What's crazy
just
is Julio hit more
over
than that in the first two rounds. I'm glad it's not a cumulative thing.
No, and it felt like Julio, and again, if you had over 24.5, you win that as well. Felt like he was the coming out party for Julio, right? Because Juan, certainly in D.C. and last year in the Derby with the longest home run, right?
Right.
He kind of felt like we knew who Juan Soto was already. For those that maybe sleep on the West Coast and don't watch, you know, Pacific Northwest highlights.
I didn't realize it was that big.
Yeah.
Like, he's huge.
He does remind me of, like, I remember.
Like, didn't he play center field for the Mariners?
Well, you know, do you remember when A-Rod came up with the M's?
Right.
And he was, like, the 19-year-old sensation from Miami? He reminds me of, like, a young A-Rod. Like, the body type, the whole thing.
Yeah.
Let's hope that he doesn't do the bully
I think he
on
might
the street.
Be.
Well, you know, he cashed that ticket for you. We do have some videos, and I'm curious if you think this is a win. This is Russell Crowe. Are you not detained? At the Coliseum. Now, Russell Crowe, yeah, I thought he, as the Spaniard, it was my favorite Russell Crowe movie, The Gladiator.
I love it.
Right?
I hate the way it ended, but I love it.
You hated the way it ended?
Yeah.
That he died?
Well, the family. Spoiler. What happened with the family? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Family part was tough.
Yeah, I like the part.
It was a little rough. How about Joel Embiid? If you're going to do, and you're going to dance the horror, you're going to stand out if you're 7. What's your
life? Is that a wedding?
Yeah.
His?
Tradition.
Is it his?
I don't think it's his. But can you tell which one is Joel Embiid?
It's kind of slightly shoulders above everybody else. Maybe it's the jumping.
Jump around.
Yeah.
House of Pain.
Good for him. Glad to be a great friend, teammate.
That is. That's pretty cool, actually. Ostriches, I guess you can. They officially do race.
This is crazy. First of all, why didn't they get like a traditional 1-2-3? Like the numbers are 13 through 17.
This is ridiculous.
Like, how do you steer this thing? Like, look at the one in the middle.
Oh, how do you handicap it?
You
oh, no, and the rider goes down.
Two of them.
We
three
lost
of
two
them.
Ostrich riders.
Like, four. Like, you know it's bad. Like, when there's five contestants and four of them, like, unseat their jockeys.
Are you supposed to ride ostriches?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Ostrich looks pretty unpredictable.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I mean, look. Wait, that is named Kim Kardashian? Dashian? That's the name of the ostrich?
Like, the jockeys are just trying to hold on. They're not even trying to steer them or ask them to run faster.
How much would it take for you to ride an ostrich?
It's not enough.
Come on.
Live type numbers.
It would take Liv Golf money to get Sean King in an ostrich. Look, they got money, Liv Golf. We can maybe make that happen.
I hope they got bigger ostriches.
Lose some. If you bet Schwarbs yesterday, oh, man.
He wasn't trying.
Was the fix in?
Yeah, I think motivation matters in the home run derby. I think that's what we learned from last night. Like, you have to find somebody that's motivated to win it. Like, Schwarber looked like he did it just to do it. He wasn't really concerned whether or not he won.
Yeah, and we talked about yesterday. It did feel like a ceremonial goodbye to Albert. Maybe that was like, hey, let's get you to the second round. So he loses, and he doesn't cash the over. Corey Seager, what a bad beat, right?
Yeah, he caught the one guy in the first round that he couldn't beat.
That's amazing. He's 24 bombs, and he can't even move on. Some people are saying they got to switch the rules now.
No, I like the rules.
Oh, you like it?
No, I like the rules, yeah.
Acuna didn't get there. He lost to Petey, the polar bear, 20-19. I don't know if that's necessarily – it's not a bad beat, but, I mean, you lose by one, I guess.
Yeah, Acuna never really was an option to me.
I was with you on that. And then also Jose Ramirez, could he get 20 bombs? Got you 17. Wasn't good enough. And Soto, by the way, again, he was always going second, so it felt like he had the pick of the winner.
Everything
I know
that
what
needed
I
to happen, happened for Soto.
It went very well.
Yeah, the motivation, the pairings, the order, it all worked out.
Win Some, Lose Some is presented by BetRivers, your hometown sportsbook. Log in and get a 20% profit boost on MLB Best Bets every Tuesday or more at BetRivers.com. When we come back, the top five defensive football players that you've ever seen in your lifetime. That's the criteria. So if you're much older, you've got a bigger window. If you're a little younger, your window's short. We'll give you our list when you come back with us right here. Follow the money on VSiN, the sports betting.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters.
It's an election year, so there's a lot of focus on the voters that TikTok is reaching.
The initial reaction is like, oh, things are looking so resilient.
I don't want to be too pessimistic, but I just don't see the political will down in Washington right now to change their tune.
I think the American electorate has been signaling that it expects a rematch of the 2020 election. These are unprecedented times.
With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Follow the money on VSiN, the sports betting network.
If you're looking for more sports betting discussions around your local teams, Bet Rivers has you covered. Bet Rivers has launched a series of CityCasts designed to tackle sports from the local perspective. There's CityCasts in Chicago, Denver, Detroit, L.A., New York, Philly, Pittsburgh, and now Washington, D.C. My guy Frank Hanrahan doing this. Subscribe to your local CityCast wherever you get your podcasts. Back alongside Sean King, I am Dave Ross. This is Follow the Money here on a Tuesday. The Madden rankings are out.
Bogus.
So what's your consternation before we get into some of the ratings? I know, like, your ratings might not have been as high as you wanted them to be back in the day. Is that where this stems from?
Absolutely.
So what's the
I guess we have to get into, like, the ratings that are visible first.
Yeah, let's do that.
And then they'll put my ratings up. And I want to walk you through how
bogus it is?
Bogus, like, this sequencing is.
Well, here's the top 10 receivers in 23. Okay, so you look at Devontae at 99. That's great news for Derek Carr. I mean, if you're into this stuff, if you really believe in these ratings. Now, I think one of the ones that you want to look at here is we see Cooper there and the Cheetah. Yeah, it's the usual suspects, right? Now, D-Hop's not going to be available for a while, that's for sure. You get down there, you see McLaurin. How about that for Washington? Mm-hmm. A little bit high, I would think. But nonetheless, that's where he is. Do you see who's not on the list there? Jamar Chase. So if you're Jamar Chase, I wonder if you take umbrage that I'm not in that group. Like, my number isn't there.
Yeah, especially when guys like Deebo Samuel, and Deebo Samuel's a heck of a football player, but he's not really like a traditional wide receiver.
Right.
I mean, so I can see how you can get extremely upset when you look at that list. Terry McLaurin, like,
I'm not better than Terry McLaurin.
It looked like Washington was debating were they even going to give him, like, the extension. So I get it. And my only issue with the list, as far as it pertains to receiver, before we get into what Jamar Chase said, was when you put Devontae Adams at 99, you can't say Cooper Kupp and Tyreek Hill are less than Devontae Adams. Because they do it differently, but they're just as dangerous, just as explosive. Like, you know, so I think – so I probably would hold out the 99s unless you get a Randy Moss in his prime.
I always have a rule. I don't give out 100s. Yeah. Like, I don't care. Like, if they said, hey, how is Sean King's performance today? I'd say 99.
Yeah.
Because then you have nothing to – there's no ceiling.
Like, I understand. Jamar Chase is better than Keenan Allen. Like, in 2022, like, Jamar Chase, even in year two, is better than Keenan Allen. Keenan can't run like he used to. Whoa. Like, Amari Cooper can't run like he used to. Like, they're still really good players, but Jamar Chase is better. Michael Thomas, as good as he was 2 years ago, he didn't play last year.
Right, and he's got a 90.
Right, so to have him rated higher than, I mean, Chris Godwin's coming off of ACL. And you don't even know if he's going to be like, so I get Jamar Chase's energy. So, my bad. I'm probably jumping around a little bit. Like, so what did Jamar Chase say?
Well, this is really what Tom Brady said. So Tom Brady then... You know, Tom's sneaky good on Twitter. Like, you know, he'll throw some stuff.
Oh, he has darts. He throws them.
Well, he threw one. Don't sweat it, man. This is Tom Brady to Jamar Chase. Madden didn't even put me in the game my second year. A little crying emoji. And then you see Jamar, I'm going to keep working, extra motivation. And then the wink, wink. So, like, does this motivate guys? Because apparently.
Absolutely.
This is gonna motivate him.
I mean, not to get all like personal, but like Madden been getting me wrong for years. Like, I don't even get it.
Well, look at Brady going back. 41 awareness was just unnecessarily mean.
Right.
Like, that's just cruel.
41. That's cruel.
Like, why are you doing that, Madden? And it's not John Madden, but it's now the Madden.
And then Brady and Michigan beat Ryan Leaf and Washington State in the bowl game, if I'm not mistaken. I think so. Like, so, I don't know. Madden blows it.
But see, here's the thing. It feels like this stuff still resonates. Like, we kid a little bit.
Like, this is the most bogus ranking ever.
Oh, my God. So let's go back. Okay.
So watch. I finished 10th in the Heisman.
Mm-hmm.
I helped lead Tulane to an undefeated season. Like, how'd they come up with 75 for my rookie year?
So where should Sean King have been? Coming out of Tulane.
I mean, if you don't know, then at least put me mid-80s, and you can adjust it from there.
Do you know what, like Brady knew the individual breakdown, 41 for awareness. Like, Brady knew why ranked well. Do you know why you got a 75?
No, I have no. I just think they're wrong. In 2001, it was my year where I started the entire year.
Right.
I played my best football. How'd I drop to 74 going into 02? Like, some of these are ridiculous. I didn't even play in 02. Like, they gave Brad Johnson all that money, which, okay, Brad's one of my best friends.
I love Brad.
I would have, like, just like the LIV golfers.
Yeah.
You got to get the bag. I'd have took the bag. How'd I drop from 02 to 03? I didn't even play.
Well, I think the good news is...
No, it's nothing good about being 68, D. Mm. I'm not going to let you, like, just downplay this.
No, I was just going
to
say, like...
And then what I do from 03 to 04 to jump back to 72? like, the movement is ridiculous.
Well, I was going to say...
Like, the last time I was a full-time player, I was 85, so keep me at 85.
All I was going to say was, clearly the good news is it hasn't affected you.
Oh, it hurts.
Why does this hurt?
Madden
a Madden rating.
Madden
Why should this
Madden
bother you? You got a ring.
I stopped playing video games because of Madden.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I couldn't live with myself if I played and didn't use me.
Oh,
but
you
if
had,
you're trying to win,
you played you.
Using me wasn't like the best option because the way they had me rated.
So who, like, would you, man. So look at the resume. I mean, would you then say to the Madden peeps, look at me now. Like, rate that.
Well, I'm not a bitter person, but I am petty, so I might whisper it, but I wouldn't say it loud. You know, I'm just saying, like, where's the consistency in the rating? Like, the rating leapfrogged around, like, I was getting significant PT. That's the part I don't understand. How'd they even get the initial 75? Because you got to think, Madden comes out before the season.
Right.
So, like, when you get, like, the 99, 75, that's before I ever played. Like, last time I checked, I was a dude my senior year of college.
Yeah.
Oh, so y'all just going to throw me in the mid-70s? Like, that's bogus.
When you got that 75, and clearly you knew it, who was above you that you went, man, I'm better than that dude?
I turned the game off when I saw that I was 75.
Right there, 2000, that was it.
Yeah, I didn't try. Yeah, why? I didn't care about anybody else. I wouldn't worry about anybody else rating. I'm looking at mine.
I'm going to say something that's probably going to come off as a little bit embarrassing. I've never played Madden. I used to play Tecmo Bowl. And I would play like LT and Dion.
Tecmo Bowl was a really cool game, except for the limited amount of plays. Other than that, it was a really cool game.
The Falcons back then, like with the run and shoot.
Yeah. Oh, but you, if you had somebody, what was the team that had the great defensive line that would blitz you?
Oh,
and they
yeah.
would give them problems.
Well, again, when you played.
It was LT.
Yeah, you had LT on the wing. He was like, he's coming off the edge.
Yeah.
He's coming to kill.
Like, I've never really been big into video games because I never really have had the time to practice. And I don't like to lose at anything.
Well, see, that's why I look at this and I go, okay, I'm glad if Ja'Marr Chase is deriving motivation from this.
He should.
That's real? This is real motivation?
Ja'Marr Chase, 81 catches, 1,400 yards, 13 touchdowns. I'd be upset too.
Does Tom Brady still care about what his rating is?
Facts.
Wow. Like, Tom Brady.
So Brady's
cares
kind of like
what Madden 23 says about his rating.
So the one thing I think about the greatest athletes, I think they all like kind of mimic each other in their approach. So like they're all goal oriented, they're all super focused, and I think what Brady has done is kind of mimicked like that Jordan mentality where you find like the most subtle small things and you make them huge, and that's your motivation to continue to grind. to continue the extra preparation, you know, all the ancillary things that you've done to get you to that point. So, like, with Tom, I could definitely understand, okay, after the whole Miami Dolphins thing fell through and he's back in Tampa, you know, slightly different supporting cast, completely different coach, I got to find something. No Rob Gronkowski. I got to find, like, something to pinpoint to really get me going.
So like, if you had thrown a touchdown pass in 2000 rookie year, you'd be like, 75 my ass.
If I'd have known, yeah.
You would have.
Yeah.
That would have motivated you.
Uh-huh. I just was trying to remember why.
So somebody in Cincinnati, and I don't know if it's Joe Burrow, I don't know if it's Boyd.
It's
I don't
different
know.
Now.
But so one of the guys you think are going to get on Jamar and be like, dude, you're not, you didn't even get a rating.
I mean, if you look at his Twitter and his Instagram, he probably got like, you know, 700,000-800,000 people following him. So all it takes is one, you know, to that's a Madden aficionado to put it in front of him, and then he knows. Like when I grew up, like we still find out information by the newspaper.
I know.
Yeah, so who's going to tell me?
I just find that so fascinating that pro athletes like Tom Brady in 2022,
oh, it matters.
It still would get to the GOAT.
Absolutely.
That is fascinating. The first hour of Follow the Money is presented exclusively by Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Log in, get a 20% profit boost on MLB best bets every Tuesday. Must be 21 years of age or older. Offer not valid in all areas. Check BetRivers.com for full offer details and rules. You know, the SEC is a very interesting league for many different reasons. It feels like they really don't care what the other conferences are doing. Go ahead, build your little super PACs. We're good down here in the SEC. Going to talk to Matt Stitzcomb next from ESPN, all about the SEC. Come on back. Hour number two, Follow the Money right here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
BetRivers Sportsbook app has a huge number of live streaming events every day. BetRivers Sportsbook has great offers, including a $250 match bonus on your first deposit, and all bonuses are only one-time playthrough. Amazing offers and great customer service makes BetRivers your hometown sportsbook. Must be 21 or older sportsbook. Must be 21 or older sportsbook. Must be 21 or older sportsbook. Must be...
Follow the Money on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
The VSiN Summer Special is here. For only $19, you get everything VSiN has to offer from now to the end of the month. Sign up today. You're going to get VSiN's daily best bets, including Adam Burke's daily MLB best bets, NFL preseason coverage, Sean King, it's coming. Premium articles on golf, UFC, and NASCAR. So if you want that full VSiN experience, which features a daily best bets email, every edition of Point Spread Weekly, use of our betting tools, and a live video stream whenever you want it, the cost is only $19 to be a subscriber through July 31st. So sign up now at VSiN.com/summer. Back alongside the aforementioned Sean King, I am Dave Ross. And you said before we went to break that SEC football just means
more.
It
just means more, man.
Why does it mean more?
Well, first of all, the people care. And I think it's evidenced by when you watch the games on Saturday, the most magnetic atmosphere that you could ever, like, witness are SEC competition in football. And it doesn't really revolve around the opponent. It's just their support of
the
their respective like university. So you don't see that everywhere.
Well, let's bring in a former Bulldog himself. Matt Stitchcomb does a great job, SEC Network Analyst and 680 The Fan down there in the ATL. Matt, welcome to Follow the Money. Let's start right there. Is Sean right that the SEC, it just means more when we're talking college football?
Yeah, he's right. Yeah, absolutely. And it's not just because Sean said it. I think it's also, you know, because the conference hired that ad campaign, whoever it was, that marketing agency that came up with that slogan. It just means more. They thought that out. So they've done a great job of hammering it into everybody's consciousness. But it's true. I mean, he nailed it. You know, Sean, you know, it's a matter of emphasis. And you know that the schools in this part of the country, it emphasizes that sport, college football especially, more than just about any other part in the country, certainly more than any other part in the country. So it's the emphasis and the enthusiasm. And you couple those two things together, it just means more. It means more of your time. It means more of your interest. It means more of your resources. And it typically has resulted in more wins and championships.
You know, Matt, let me jump right into this. And I want to be fully transparent with you. I love and admire the job that Kirby Smart has done at Georgia. Congratulations on winning the national championship last year. But I actually picked Kentucky to represent the east side of the SEC in the SEC championship game versus Alabama. And here's why. Tell me if I'm right or if I'm wrong. Bama has proven that they can have huge turnover on the staff and place double-digit players into early rounds in the NFL draft and not miss a beat. I think Kirby's done a great job of taking Georgia where it was when he got there to where they ultimately ended up last year. This is his first year with a mass exodus of first, second round, third round caliber players and huge turnover on his staff. I think there'll be slight regression. Am I right? Am I wrong?
I think there might be some regression. There's no doubt. I mean, for anybody to sit here and say, I think the defense is going to look exactly the same. All those dudes that they just lost is not paying close attention to the roster. However, I do think that having seen what they were able to do post 17-18, post Mel Tucker's departure, and they've had others, you've got a new O-line coach, but it's a familiar face in Stacy Searles. You've got largely an offensive staff that's pretty much intact, absent that big change. You got new faces on that side of the football offensively in the offensive backfield, but it's guys that have gotten meaningful touches and carries. You got a question mark at left tackle, but you got talent at that position. There's a real chance that you're probably better, certainly healthier, a chance to be healthier at wide receiver. And for the first time in what, two seasons, you've got a guy, a known commodity at quarterback. Defensively, it was a hemorrhage of talent in the NFL. But the way that they've recruited and the fact that you look at Alabama and they say, man, how are you going to replace a Jonathan Allen? Well, you stick the next guy up in there. It turns out he's a Heisman candidate as well, ends up being a first-round pick to the New York Jets. Georgia's got that capability right now because of the way that they've recruited. The question mark largely, I think, is at linebacker. But Jalen Carter is going to be as good or better than Jordan Davis. And Jordan Davis was a phenomenon. Jalen Carter, though, in today's game, he's actually probably more relevant on more downs. He's a three-down player, whereas Jordan Davis is giving you two tops, maybe 40 snaps a game tops. Jalen Carter's a guy that you can leave him out there for three downs or even more in a series before having to roll him off there so he doesn't lose his legs. The defensive staff's turned over before, and he's got a guy in Glenn Schumann and who's kind of learned under him, and he's got a guy in Will Muschamp who he kind of learned under. And so you've got kind of bookended minds and philosophies that you all kind of share and come from the same tree. I don't know that it's going to be as disruptive, but it's an interesting point because you look at the roster turnover and people talk about that. But that's college football, right? You're guaranteed roster turnover. What you aren't guaranteed is having to work with new coaches every year. And this is definitely, in many ways, a first for him. However, I think the East accommodates him. I mean, I really do. I think the East Division, I think Tennessee is probably a more likely contender, although I see what you're looking at perhaps in Kentucky with the return of Will Levis. But, they've got their own departure. At the offensive coordinator spot with Liam Cohen going back out to the LA Rams.
Yep. So,
I think that could prove to be a little bit more disruptive to their ecosystem than Georgia's just because you've got the Todd Monken, you've got the coordinator spots. Because, right, the three most influential people on a team, right, are typically on a field. We'll call it four, depending on where they're calling the game from. One coordinator's usually up, one's down. But it's the quarterback, the head coach, and the two coordinators. And if you got stability around those positions, you've got yourself a chance in this game. And they did have to have new faces at D coordinator at Georgia from a role standpoint, but they're known commodities and guys that share a philosophy. So I think that takes some of the turbulence of that turnover out a little bit for Georgia.
And I'm glad that you actually brought up Tennessee, Matt, because I like Hendon Hooker and Will Levis. Mm-hmm. I actually sided with the Wildcats just because of Coach Stoops' tenure in the conference, where I feel like Coach Heupel is still going relatively inexperienced. I know they had a lot of success initially year one. I thought people were more film on him. Arkansas running the same system, maybe some adjustments they would make, for Tennessee. But it did come down to those two schools.
Oh, man. Well, and you look at what Coach Stoops has done at Kentucky And the not just stability, right? Because they're not just like, we win six or seven games and we're happy with that. No, they've put together a couple 10-win seasons now. And they've become a destination school for guys that might be in other programs that are looking for opportunities elsewhere. So there's no question that they could easily prove to be a contender. Now, in previous opportunities, last season being one of them, the previous being, what, an 18, I want to say, where they could have wrapped up the division, and then they run into the buzzsaw in Athens, Georgia. So they are much improved. And Tennessee, I think a lot of people like about them is just the whole concept of a puncher's chance, right? Because Hendon Hooker is probably one of the more underappreciated, even though I'm seeing a lot of preseason lists that have them high, quarterbacks in the conference. That guy's legit, and that system is built for him to pile up numbers, and he's capable of doing it. You catch a defense on an off night. You know, Georgia lost to South Carolina a couple seasons ago at home, and it was borderline inexcusable. Well, Georgia beat Georgia that day. South Carolina just happened to be on the field. Tennessee could beat Georgia on an off day. I do think that. I mean, I do think that they have enough offensive weaponry and philosophy, the way they attack defenses, that if you're not dialed in, there's a chance that they walk out of your stadium, and they got them in Athens this year with a victory. I don't know that it's likely, but I think the likelihood is higher this year certainly than it was last year due to all the things you were talking about, Sean.
Matt, we only have about 90 seconds to go, and I don't know if you can answer this in 90 seconds, but with all the turmoil in the offseason here with Jimbo Fisher and Nick Saban, right, is that going to make Nick go scorched earth with Alabama? They're the betting favorite not only to win the SEC but win the national championship. Or do you think he takes a step back and says, all right, maybe I need to be a little bit softer, gentler? What's going to happen with Bama this year?
No, I don't think there's any softer, gentler anything. I don't know that that's on the menu. It might be quieter. You know, you might say fewer words, but you can say less and do more. And I think that there's a higher likelihood of that. Look, guys, I mean, Alabama was a year ahead of schedule last year. And you saw how close that game was in the national title game. And so because of that, they are loaded up for bear this year. And I do think that, you know, they should be not just, I don't know if you slap prohibitive favorite in every game that they line up and play. So, no, I don't think there's any, you know, throttling back or, you know, knock off a few edges and sand off the rough parts. I don't know that he's got any of that in his workshop.
It's going to be fascinating when they play Texas A&M on October
8th. You're going to teach old Jimbo a valuable lesson.
Woo, keep my name out of your mouth?
Yep.
Hey, Matt, we really appreciate the time. Do a great job, obviously, at ESPN and SEC Network. Enjoy the rest of your preseason or offseason before we get to college football for real.
All right, guys. Thanks for having me on.
There he is, everybody. Matt Stitchcomb. Great job. And we'll see how Georgia and Alabama, how that shakes out. And also Texas A&M. It's going to be an interesting, maybe three-horse race. Come on back. Follow the money right here in VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters.
It's an election year, so there's a lot of focus on the voters that TikTok is reaching.
The initial reaction is like, oh, things are looking so resilient.
I don't want to be too pessimistic, but I just don't see the political will down in Washington right now to change their tune.
I think the American electorate has been signaling that it expects a rematch of the 2020 election. These are unprecedented times.
With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Follow the money on VSiN, the sports betting network.
BetRivers Online Sportsbook is serving up big wins with our new weekly profit boost on all tennis wagers. Visit BetRivers.com or download the BetRivers Sportsbook app every Wednesday to receive a 20% profit boost on any tennis wager. That's right. You log in on Wednesday, automatically receive a 20% profit boost, and now you can even live stream your favorite tennis players right from the BetRivers app. Heat up your summer with the BetRivers Sportsbook app. It is a whole new game. Back alongside Sean King, I am Dave Ross. This is Follow the Money right here on VSiN. And Sean, as a Metropolitan fan, our next guest, near and dear to my heart.
Yeah?
Bobby V. Bobby Valentine joining the program, of course, does Angels pre and post games shows now on Bally Sports West, but was the former skipper of the Metropolitans, of course, the Boston Red Sox, and won a series championship in Japan in 2005. Bobby, it's great having you on the program. We really appreciate the time. And I just want to start there very quickly because we've seen how kind of Shohei Ohtani has taken over baseball. People are just captivated by Shohei with what he's doing on the mound and certainly at the plate. Managing in Japan and managing in the United States, what are those differences like, Bobby? And did you enjoy one more than the other?
Well, there aren't very many differences. Good morning, by the way, guys. Good to be with you. Thank you very much. You know, there aren't many differences once the game begins. It's the same game of baseball, you know, nine innings and three outs and fastballs and sliders and splits and home runs and the whole nine yards. You know, there's a difference in the leagues in that there's only 12 teams there where there's, you know, almost three times that here. So you have more guys playing. You have the same fandom, the wild, wonderful fans of a hometown that, you know, do everything they can to support the home team. Probably one of the biggest things, there's no booing there. You know, so if you do bad, someone might whistle once in a while, but there's no booing. It's a little more polite society than it is here. But, you know, when you talk about Shohei, you're talking about someone who can play in any league, someone who could dominate any game, someone who could be different, really, every time you look at him.
And that's the thing with Shohei. And obviously, we talk about MVP with Aaron Judge this year. And in the betting markets, they are 1-2, and for very good reason. You know, some people say, Bobby, that because it's a unicorn, and unless you watched Babe Ruth, you just haven't seen this, right? A guy that's a dominant pitcher and dominant at the plate. Is it easy for you to say that's why Shohei Ohtani should be the betting favorite for the MVP?
Yeah, I think, you know, the things that sell is your best or your different, you know, and he is, you know, he is really different. And he is the best when he's on the mound. And when he hits the ball and it goes 480 feet, or even when he just hits a line drive, the sound is really different. Now, not maybe so different than Aaron Judge. And I think Aaron's having a spectacular year. And I think if he approaches that 60 home run mark, that'll differentiate him from the rest too, because, you know, no one in pinstripes have cracked that since 61. And you know, the Yankees rule, they're having a great year and all that stuff. So I think it's going to go right down to the wire, and will depend on how the two players finish. It's not going to be about their season. It's going to be how they finish the season on who wins the MVP.
You know, it's so fascinating. I don't know if you got a chance to watch it, but ESPN aired the first episode of The Captain.
Mm.
And it's a chronicle of the life of Derek Jeter. And bringing it to present day, I forgot that Buck Showalter was the manager of the Yankees, and then they went on strike. And then the following year, they lost in the first round of the playoffs. Then he went to the Diamondbacks, and the year after he left, they won the World Series, where here he sits with your former ball club, the New York Mets. Scherzer looks unbelievable. DeGrom seems to be throwing with high velocity as he gets ready to return to the majors. I think the Mets sit at about 7-1 right now to win the World Series. Just from a evaluation standpoint, you know, what do you think about the Mets and their chances to win it all this year?
Well, if they had Shohei Ohtani along with those other two, that's for sure. But you know, the 1-2 punch of DeGrom and Scherzer will be very difficult to stop in a playoff short series situation. But remember, Buck had Randy Johnson and Curt Schilling and didn't get through the playoffs with that 1-2 punch. That was as good as it gets until we see what Scherzer and DeGrom look like, because we haven't really seen that twosome together.
You know, Bobby, that's so intriguing to me, talking about Buck now, because the idea is you have an adult in that clubhouse now, and that's been the change for the Metropolitans this year. That at least is the narrative. And Bobby, you know what it's like to manage in a World Series in New York. What is it? What is the role of the manager? How different is Buck Showalter, the difference he's making on that Metropolitan clubhouse? Is that a real tangible thing?
Well, you know, it's a real different clubhouse. Let's not kid anyone. Steve Cohen opened up his checkbook and changed things. So the group that won as many games as they won last year, and I think after 100 games, they were in first place, and we haven't played 100 yet, so we don't know if which team is doing better at the 100-game mark yet. But, you know, I think the difference is guys getting big hits when they need to get big hits, and guys pitching really well. And, you know, when you look at the end of their bullpen with, you know, Loop and Diaz, that's really been a difference maker. When they have the lead, they've kept the lead, and that's usually a sign of a winning team.
You know, speaking of Mr. Cohen and his checkbook, he seems willing to do whatever it takes to bring a World Series to the New York Mets. Juan Soto just turned down $440 million from the Nationals. It looks like he's available for a trade. How much of the future, if you were managing the Mets, Mr. Valentine, would you mortgage to add a player like Juan Soto to this year's team? Does he then make the Mets the prohibitive favorite if they're able to pull off this trade?
Well, you know, their offense hasn't been, you know, what you need it to be a great team. They played really well at the beginning for the first, whatever, six or 7 weeks. But for the last couple of months, the offense isn't a championship offense. So Soto would definitely add to that offense. It would make it one of the favorites, if not the favorite, to win the whole thing. And I don't think you know, that the dollar amount is going to deter Steve and the Mets from doing what they have to do. I think they're going to get creative. I think they look at the Braves are running wild, and they're right down their neck. They're the defending champions, and what they did is last year they won a world championship because right about this time, even a little later, I think, you know, they changed things up, and they took a team that had good pitching and a sputtering offense, and added four guys to their offense that changed the dynamic. And I think that I think the Mets are going to do the same. I think that they're going to have a different team at the end of the year than they have now.
Got about 90 seconds to go with former big league manager Bobby Valentine. Follow him on Twitter at Bobby Valentine. And Bobby, you're known certainly when you got upset with umps back in the day, maybe you'd get caught, tossed and come back under a disguise. There's been a lot of talk about robot umps these days. Would you be in favor of having robot umps? Because it feels like that dynamic of manager and umpire gets taken away if we go to robot umps.
Yeah, I think it's already taken away with the replay, and I definitely think we should have a strike zone that's called exactly what it's supposed to be, every pitch that's thrown. And I love the guys. I like going out to have a drink or have dinner with a lot of the guys who are working as umpires. But as far as balls and strikes are concerned, if we can get it right and do it with a robo-ump, I've been a proponent of that for over 20 years now, when I thought that the technology was just around the corner. Now that the technology is here, I'm all in. It changes the game so much. When you miss the strike and you miss the ball, and the game is set with rules that should be followed, those rules are that balls should be balls, strikes should be strikes.
Bobby, really appreciate the
great
time.
Great stuff, Skip.
Great having Bobby V on the program. Come on back. Follow the money on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
We roll on. Follow the money. Mitch and Pauly on a well-deserved vacation. Sean King, Dave Ross in today. And it's always great to talk NFL football with you.
Always. NFL is king.
It is king, right? It doesn't matter what time of year it is.
Doesn't.
365. Let's bring in Aaron Wilson, Pro Football Network insider, to talk all things NFL. And Aaron, I know you're coming to us from the great state of Texas down there in Houston. And I actually want to start this conversation with the Texans, because I look at their win total. It's one of the lowest on the board here out in Las Vegas at about 4.5. And we were just talking before we began the segment here, Lovie Smith, it's big turnover down there in H-Town. Davis Mills feels like he got established a little bit in the rookie year. Is there a reason for optimism down there in Houston?
Well, yeah, in the sense that big picture, they hope they found a quarterback. And I had a lot of general managers tell me, Davis Mills, if he had been in this year's draft, if he had gone back to Stanford, would have been a first-round draft pick. I don't argue with that. He was talented last year, especially at the end of the season. You look at that, he showed off some arm skills. And he was, other than Mac Jones, the second best rookie quarterback. He played better than Trevor Lawrence head-to-head. He's played much better than Zach Wilson. And I think that, you know, you look at him, and he had a lot of injuries in college, right, that held him back. And that's one of the reasons why he was once the top recruit in the country coming out of Atlanta. He's a lot of tools, and he didn't have a very good team around him. He didn't have a running game. He didn't have a very good offensive line, and he overcame his circumstances, and he helped the team. Built a good connection with Brandon Cooks. They just don't have a lot of stars. They've got a few building blocks, like they hope with Davis. They've got Laremy Tunsil, one of the better offensive tackles. They've got Brandon Cooks. Brandon is outstanding, and that's why they gave him a new contract. They hope that Marlon Mack, Damian Pierce and Rex Burkhead, they can manufacture a better running game. They've moved Titus Howard back to his right tackle spot. They've signed a lot of guys on defense like Jerry Hughes, Mario Addison, some older pass rushers to go with John Grenard. And they drafted Derek Stingley. They're very excited about Derek Stingley. They lack star power. They have a lot of guys that I consider solid. The vibe in the locker room is very good. I know from talking to a lot of the guys, the buy-in is pretty good with Lovie Smith. They didn't have the strongest head coach last year with David Culley, who had never been a head coach at any level before. They put him in a tough situation. The vibe around the team is pretty good, and people feel like Nick Caserio is a good architect of the roster. But the cupboard was so bare after the Bill O'Brien era with him as general manager and head coach that Nick has a lot of heavy lifting to do, and it's not a one-year rebuild or a two-year rebuild. It's a several-year rebuild, and I think when you talk about optimism, you know, they were 4 wins last year, so get to 6 or 7, you know, a couple of wins more, and that would be solid. I think people would consider that a successful season if they could just be relevant, get closer to 500. And because of the Deshaun Watson trade, it accelerates the rebuild because of the draft capital, the 3 first-round draft picks so far, you know, getting Derek Stingley in here. They drafted Kenyon Green, a good offensive lineman from Texas A&M. So they've been doing some things. And it's just a matter of they got to keep it up. They got to keep going with that. And if they can do that, I think that, you know, in a few years, people are talking about the Texans in a different way, but I still feel like they're better than the Jacksonville Jaguars. They're not better than the Colts, not better than the Titans. They're the third team in the division.
Wow, 30-1. But that's why I like them, Sean, because you only have to get one more win to hit that win total over at 4.5 for a 4-win team last year. It looks like, as Aaron documented, it looks like a better team on paper.
Yeah, and I coached Marlon Mack in college, so I know what they're getting when healthy, very explosive, you know, dynamic runner. And I think when I look at a roster like the Texans, you know, and Aaron, I'll be interested. I think John Grenard has a chance to be a star. Like, I'm looking for elite-level young talent that I think can develop. So if there is one observation from where I sit, I don't know that that's in abundance. So I do think they have to, you know, do very well in drafting and developing. I know Derek Stingley was someone that – Lovey seems to be extremely high on. At the same time, he's going to be judged against a kid from Cincinnati.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we'll see how it plays out. Hopefully Davis Mills can go out and establish himself in year two, you know, as the long-term answer at quarterback. You know, that would be great for the organization to have another 2 years at quarterback on a very affordable contract. What's your opinion of Davis Mills? Is he good enough moving forward to build a team around, or is he still kind of in a prove-it year?
I mean, he's definitely going to prove it year because he hasn't started a full season and he's only a second season. So anybody, no matter what they did, it is a rookie year, they would have to still show more. And he showed flashes. He had a good completion percentage. He was poised. That's one thing about Davis. He's pretty unflappable. He doesn't get bothered by anything. He is almost, you know, his media style is to not really be very exciting. He's very low key, and that's actually his real personality. When you talk to him away from the, you know, podium, he's just not a guy that's going to, you know, show a lot of excitement. But I think he's just a steady, steady guy, and it is a proven year. We have to see. You know, I've had NFL people say, "Well, no, I think he's more of a high end backup." I've had people tell me, "No, I think he's kind of a poor man's Kirk Cousins." That comparison's been made. And so we'll find out. I think he's his own man, and, you know, comparing players is not the really always the most logical exercise. The guy can throw the ball. He's got pretty good pocket awareness, and he had some, you know, I think he had 300-yard games last year. And the New England game was good, the Chargers game. So he probably should have beat Mac. They had some poor play calling, some poor decisions in that game, including a fake punt that was a bad decision. And then the Chargers game, they blew out the Chargers when the Chargers, a lot of their guys had COVID, but Herbert was out there. So, yeah, I think he's good. It's just a matter of, is he going to be good enough? And then they're going to have a subjective decision to make. If they found their quarterback in the third round, they're really fortunate because then you don't have to draft C.J. Stroud or Bryce Young, and you can go with him and use it on a different player. What if that becomes, you know, like the Alabama pass rusher or a running back like Bijan Robinson? Who knows? So, you know, we'll see what they need. But, you know, who couldn't use guys like that?
Absolutely.
Like Will Anderson or Bijan.
No question about it. Talking with Aaron Wilson, Pro Football Network insider. You know, every year we see this in the NFL where you get a team that goes from worst to first. And I know you used to cover the Ravens back in the day. John Harbaugh's bunch there. Look, they were decimated with injuries, but that is the way of the world in the NFL. Every team's going to have injuries. What do you make of the Ravens' prospects this year, Aaron, of possibly being one of those teams you could identify? Their win total about 9.5 here, so there are expectations. Do you think they could be a chic pick to go from worst to first in their division?
Yeah, I think they can, and it's all about Lamar's health. If Lamar's healthy and if J.K. Dobbins, you saw J.K. was a little feisty on social media yesterday. If J.K.'s back, you know, they also have Davis to kind of hold down the fort until he's healthy. But the outlook for him is supposed to be good, and he said it was. So, you know, I'm going to take his word for it. John Harbaugh's a winner. This guy's a real leader, and he's won a Super Bowl. They've got some pieces. I think Rashad Bateman will take that next step. And then you look at the defense with Owe and Patrick Queen and the DBs. They had got so many injuries last year, but now you have back all these guys like Marcus Peters. You have Marlon Humphrey. You have a lot of talent there in the secondary. And I think if they get enough rush, they're good enough getting to the quarterback, then this could be a team.
I don't know, Dave. I think they're going to be excellent on defense. I think they're going to have one of the best secondaries we've seen in a while. But a lot's dependent on Rashad Bateman, who has one career receiving touchdown to develop into a number one receiver. I mean, that's what happens when you trade Hollywood Brown,
right,
who, although flawed, was still by far your best wide receiver. To put it in perspective, Aaron, if Brandon Cooks was in Baltimore, he'd be the unquestioned best pass catcher they had at wide receiver. And now that you don't
have a lot.
Right. Now that you don't have a threat outside, Mark Andrews is going to draw all of this bracket and double coverage in the red zone. You know, I just think they're doing a disservice to Lamar by not surrounding him with elite personnel.
Well, I mean, you know, you've seen some of the controversies on social. The latest being with Lamar and Bernard Pollard, Bernard saying that top receivers don't want to play with them. The new spin is it's the system that Roman runs that they don't want to play in that. I don't know. I mean, I think that Lamar, very talented quarterback. There have been some, I think, some unfair narratives about him. I think he's a legit guy. He just plays the position a little bit differently. He's not your cookie cutter quarterback. He's someone that's dual threat. He can run, he can throw, he can beat you from the pocket. I think he's become a more accurate passer. I think he's worked really hard, and I think people underrate, you know, his work ethic and his attention to detail. And so I think he's got something to show. And, you know, they're trying to decide, you know, what are we going to pay him whenever Lamar, who doesn't have an agent, relies on his mom and some advisors for counsel about business matters. Is he ever going to engage about a contract?
It's going to be fascinating. He's 20-1 to win MVP, to get back there to that level as a former MVP in the leagues. And as you mentioned, Aaron, he is negotiating right now with his mom and or himself on this potential new deal. So there's a lot of moving parts going on in Baltimore. Aaron, we appreciate you getting up early here and joining us here on Follow the Money. Enjoy the rest of your offseason as we get ready for training camps.
Okay, guys. Thank you.
All right, there he is, everybody. Aaron Wilson from Pro Football Network. Sean, when we come back, I want to keep this NFL discussion going. And a couple teams, if we have the time, I'd like to hit on. San Francisco and your former team down there in Tampa. Is there trouble with both of those teams, but maybe for very different reasons? We'll discuss when you come back with us. Follow the Money right here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with CallSheet. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to CallSheet.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at callshe.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Bedatum. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.